Quest presents an unabridged recording of Official Secrets by Andrew Raymond, narrated by Toby Longworth. In a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. George Orwell. Chapter 1. The outskirts of Szymany Airport, Poland. Sunday, 11:50 p.m. local time. 20-year-old Artur Korecki bounded through the waist-high grass in driving rain, holding onto his camera with an iron grip as the two American agents gave chase. They hadn't identified themselves as CIA, but Artur knew, given what he had just seen, that they were professionals of some sort. A minute earlier, they had escorted a shackled man in an orange jumpsuit down the jet stairs, something Artur had caught on video. Both agents had a slimline flashlight in one hand and a Glock 34 handgun in the other. The senior agent in front shouted, "Drop the camera!" "They're gaining on me," Artur thought, too terrified to turn around. His head start had already been halved, and now had barely 100 yards on them. "Just keep running," he told himself. Dropping the camera wasn't an option. There were too many videos on the memory card that could be used to identify him. Even if he stopped and gave himself up, there was no guarantee they wouldn't just shoot him. The terrain underfoot shifted unevenly, unclear in the darkness. As he hurtled through the soaking wet grass, his foot landed in a small depression. His knee buckled, and he fell to the ground. He couldn't get any purchase on the mud, his feet running a treadmill as he looked back. A pair of increasingly bright flashlight beams jerking in motion with the agent's swinging arms. In that brief moment that made 2 seconds feel like 10, all Artur could think about was how much he didn't want to die. Not yet. Not before he'd made it out of tiny Szymany. Before he'd made anything of his life. He was going to show all those small-minded idiots back in town he had bigger dreams than taking a job in the dog food factory 20 miles away, then drinking the rest of his life away. He at least had his YouTube channel, Truth Army, and he was going to get his message out to the world no matter what it took. First, he had to survive the next 5 minutes. He scrambled to his feet, struggling to get his legs moving quickly again. At the chain-link perimeter fence topped with razor wire, he squeezed through the small hole he had cut an hour ago to gain access to the military airport grounds. For a few seconds, the agents were close enough to see Artur's terrified, mud-speckled face through the fence in their flashlights and the patch on Artur's denim jacket. It carried the logo of his conspiracy theory vlog, an Illuminati pyramid with the words, "Trust No One" inside. Below the pyramid, "Truth Army on YouTube." The agents lost time cutting a bigger hole in the fence so they could fit through. Sensing they were losing him, the senior agent called into his radio, "I have a shot." His voice was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?